Have you ever wondered why our beloved hymns were written? What influenced the writers to craft these words that proclaim the gospel? Learn more about the words you love to sing in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Eternal Anthems, The Story Behind Your Favorite Hymns. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Eternal Anthems, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, 1-800-325-3040.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick and afflicted.
The apostles Peter and John are essentially minding their own business on their way into the temple when a man, a lame man, asks them for something to eat, some money perhaps, any kind of handout. Now, Peter's response is to heal the man of his lameness. He gets up and walks and enters the temple with them. This leads eventually to a trial of Peter and John before the Jewish leaders, wherein Peter says, "There is salvation in no other, for there is no other name given among men under heaven by which we must be saved." Speaking, of course, about the name of Jesus. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll be talking about Peter and John healing a lame man in Acts chapters 3 and 4 as we teach a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel. After that, Aaron Hawley, Senior Counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom, joins us to discuss Roe v. Wade, Stare Decisis, and the Edmund Burke test. We'll be going through your email and the Issues Etc. listener comment line after that, and we'll round everything off today in a conversation with Joy Pullman, Executive Editor of The Federalist, discussing a new study on the effects of preschool. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Peter and John healing a lame man in the book of Acts, Pastor Tom Baker, host of the radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
Why had Peter and John themselves come to the temple on this day?
Peter and John were used to going to the temple to pray, and according to chapter 3 of Acts, verse 1, they went up at the ninth hour for the purpose of praying at the temple. And so this was a practice that the disciples had continued to do even after Jesus rose from the dead. And it was at the temple, therefore, that they met this man.
Why did the lame man come to the temple?
Well, he had come to the temple, but he was not permitted to enter into the temple because he was lame. And he was actually at the what they call the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate. Now, there's many gates of the temple, and this particular gate is unknown, but it still doesn't get you into the temple unless you go through the gate, which he was unable to do. The temple itself included four different courts. One was for the Gentiles, one was for women, one was for men, Israel, and one was for priests. And each court was more exclusive than the one before it because it was closer in location to the most holy place. So the court of the priests was the closest. The court of the Gentiles was the furthest. But even if you were blind or lame or mute or deaf, you were not permitted into the temple because that appeared to Judaism to be a punishment from God. And so he was at this gate, and he was laid there at the gate, the beautiful gate, each day, and he would ask for alms, that is, funds, in order to take care of himself. And so he saw Peter and John going into the temple, and he asked to receive alms from them.
How did Peter heal this lame man?
Well, Peter and John, as they're about to go into the temple, Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said to him, "Look at us." Then he fixed his attention on them, Now, he was expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, this was a man who had been lame since birth, like in John chapter 9, the man who was blind since birth. And Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately the feet and ankles of this lame man were made strong, and leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and then he was able to enter the temple with them as he walked and leaped and praised God. And all of the people saw him walking and praising God.
So how did that crowd at the temple react to what they had seen?
Well, they recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple every day asking for alms. And it says in verse 10, they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to them. And so they just were really astounded that he, who we find out later was over 40 years old, had never been able to walk, and here he was leaping for joy.
Peter takes that opportunity to speak to the crowd. What does he say?
Yes, this is where Peter wants to make it clear to them, why are you wondering at this? Why are you staring at it? As though we did this by our own power or piety, we have made him walk. And then he refers to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus. Now you had delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him, but you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. And we were witnesses to this. And his name, that's Jesus, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. Now, this is an important point the Sunday school teachers need to get across to the students, because what is being said is Peter and John are using the opportunity to share the message of Jesus Christ. And the Sunday school material does a very good job in helping the children to use opportunities they have to tell others about what Jesus has done for them. Now, Peter goes on and says, now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, and also so did your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. And then he moves into the ministry of John the Baptist, where he says, repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. And of course, that's part of a reading for this coming Sunday out of the Corinthians passage, where it speaks specifically that our sins are no longer held against us because of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. That's what is meant by our sins are being blotted out.
What did the Jewish rulers do in response to the healing of this lame man?
Well, they're not very happy with this at all, because the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. These were basically the same group that had crucified Jesus. And it says in verse 2 of chapter 4, they were greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So they arrested them, put them in custody, and many of those who had heard the man believed. And then we're told how many people believed what Peter and John were saying after this great miracle, and the number came to about 5,000. And so they're arrested, and on the next day, the rulers and elders and scribes gathered together with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family, basically the same group that had crucified Jesus. And so they're now going to question Peter and John, by what power or by what name did you do this? So that's the question they ask.
What is Peter's message to the Jewish rulers then?
Well, it starts off with the book of Acts saying, and Luke is, of course, writing Acts, that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. You remember, this is the same Peter who had fled in the Garden of Gethsemane for fear of the Jews, hiding in an upper room with the rest of the disciples. But now he's filled with the Holy Spirit. He says, rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man is standing before you at this time. And then he kind of goes to the Old Testament, quoting a section here. He says, this Jesus is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we are to be saved. And so he again uses the opportunity to share the message that in Jesus Christ, this man not only was healed, but Jesus also can heal them of their sins by blotting them out as they repent of their sins and forgiveness is given to them.
Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on Peter and John healing a lame man in Acts chapters 3 and 4. Peter cites the Old Testament, the stone which the builders rejected. Why does he do it? We'll find out next. Have you ever wondered why our beloved hymns were written? What influenced the writers to craft these words that proclaim the gospel? Learn more about the words you love to sing in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Eternal Anthems, The Story Behind Your Favorite Hymns. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Eternal Anthems, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, 1-800-325-3040.
Does God really exist?
Aren't all religions the same anyway?
Who is Jesus?
These are just some of the questions people ask. Apologetics Today one-day seminars with Dr. Nancy Almodovar and other pastors from local Lutheran churches will teach you how to give a reason for your faith. Come join us on Saturday, May 14th at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Boise, Idaho. For more information or to register, please visit LutheranGirl.org.
Keeping the message straight. Getting the message out. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we cruise further along in 2 Corinthians with bringing holiness to completion, good grief, complete confidence, example of the Macedonians, and the grace of Jesus. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Memoria Press exists to promote and impart the classical heritage of the Christian West through an emphasis on the liberal arts and the great works of the Western tradition. The Memoria Press curriculum encourages the development of wisdom and virtue through the pursuit of truth, goodness, and beauty. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR22. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time. MemoriaPress.com.
Here is something that I did not know about the great hymn written by Martin Luther, by the way, Isaiah, Mighty Seer in Days of Old. Luther wrote this as a paraphrase of Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 4, to serve as the Sanctus in the German Mass. I knew that. He listed it as one of three hymns that could be sung while the body of Christ was distributed, the other two being, O Lord, we praise thee, and Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior. It was apparently meant to be sung during the elevation, the point after the consecration of the bread, when the priest lifted the body of Christ above his head for the people to view. That's just a little bit from our Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Eternal Anthems, the story behind your favorite hymns. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Eternal Anthems, 1-800-325-3040. Pastor Tom Baker is leading us in a Sunday school lesson on Peter and John healing a lame man in Acts chapters 3 and 4. Tom, Peter says, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. What is he referencing?
He's actually referencing the hymn of this Sunday, which talks about John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And in that hymn, it talks about Jesus being the foundation of the church and the cornerstone. The cornerstone often is on a building and has the date when the building was built. And a number of times it can be holding up the building. You break the cornerstone and there can be damage to the building. So Jesus is this stone, which, by the way, these priests, etc., had rejected. And yet it was only through Jesus that salvation can be given. There is no other way. And they were really surprised because they recognize that Peter and John were uneducated common men, and they themselves were astonished. Now, they remember that they had been with Jesus, but they really were unable to do anything against Peter and John because the man who was healed was standing beside them, and they had nothing to say in opposition to what Peter and John had done. So what shall we do with this man? That's what they ask. So they said, in order that it may spread no further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in the name of Jesus. So that's what they said to Peter and John while they were still under arrest.
Why are Peter's words that you mentioned there before, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved? Why are those words so important?
Those words are important because every other religion in the world teaches that you save yourself by your good works. Whereas in Christianity, there is salvation in no one else, nowhere else, except by Jesus Christ. And when we talk about that, we're talking about in Christianity, you are forgiven, not because you're doing a lot of good works. This is a law and gospel thing again, but because you trust the promises of the gospel, which are the promises from Jesus as he spoke them in his ministry for 3 years, words from the cross, and after his resurrection, in order that people will come to know that your sins can be forgiven as a person repents of those sins and the Holy Spirit no longer holds you accountable for your sins.
When they are warned, as you mentioned, not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus, how do Peter and John respond?
Well, they say, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. But we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. It reminds us that we are able to disobey ruling authorities when they tell us that we are to sin by keeping quiet. Recently on Law and Gospel, we had a situation where a boy was removed from school because he was sharing the message of Jesus Christ with his classmates, not during school time, but on the playground or during lunchtime. And so this is a similar problem that we're having today in the United States. And it's very important, therefore, that these children come to realize that it does take courage to speak of the message of Jesus Christ, particularly in a society where people reject his message of the forgiveness of sins, either because they don't think they're that bad a sinner, or else they don't believe that a carpenter from Nazareth could ever pay for anyone's sin. So they say, nope, we're going to continue to praise God and speak as to what has happened with Jesus Christ in his ministry, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension.
Finally, what is the law and gospel of this lesson?
The law is pretty clear that we're living in a fallen world where there are all kinds of disabilities and illnesses. And yet the gospel is that through the Son, Jesus Christ, God not only imparts the forgiveness of sins, also life and salvation to a time when on the last day of judgment, all diseases will be cured forever, as believers are with Jesus in heaven forever and ever.
Pastor Tom Baker hosts a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thanks.
Thank you.
Aaron Holly joins us next. He's senior counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom. We'll talk about Roe v. Wade, Stare Decisis, and the Edmund Burke test. When Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, does he mean the only way, truth, and life? I answer that question in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In our Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Christopher Neuendorf writes about his journey into Lutheranism from Greek Orthodoxy. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Here at Elm Grove Evangelical Lutheran Church, you'll find folks just like you, sinners in need of what only Christ can give, the full forgiveness of all of our sins. In a world where change turns things upside down, we serve a Lord who never changes and who has promised to be with us always until the very end of the age. If you find yourself in the Milwaukee suburbs, look us up. Elm Grove Evangelical Lutheran Church is the only Lutheran church in Elm Grove, Wisconsin.
Confessional Lutherans are invited to rent a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom Table Rock lakefront home in the Ozarks. Table Rock Lake is a premier lake in the heart of the Ozarks for boating, water sports, and fishing. This log cabin-style rental sleeps 12 and is 30 minutes from Branson and 20 minutes from Silver Dollar City. Learn more by calling Swanson Estates, 713-855-2681. Be sure to mention Issues Etc., 713-855-2681.
If God promises to provide for us, as he does in the first article of the Creed, and as we confess that he has created me and takes care of every aspect of my life, why then do we work? If you've ever asked this question or struggled with a sin of sloth, that is not simply laziness, but a spiritual sloth, you need to pick up your copy of the March issue of the Lutheran Witness. You can subscribe at cph.org/witness or visit our website, witness.lcms.org, to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Your daily Lutheran Bible class. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Milton, Washington. Concordia Lutheran, Sykeston, Missouri. Grace Lutheran, Wichita, Kansas. Hope Lutheran, Spokane Valley, Washington. Mount Olive Lutheran, Duluth, Minnesota. Our Savior Lutheran, Milford, Illinois. Redeemer Lutheran, Scottsdale, Arizona. St. John Lutheran, Ray, Michigan. St. Paul Lutheran, Parkersburg, West Virginia. Trinity Lutheran, Valonia, Indiana. And Redeemer Lutheran, East Englewood, Florida. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support Donate, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the podcast, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.